Canon 1247 states, I quote, on Sundays and other holy days of obligation, the faithful are bound, obliged to participate in the Mass, unquote. The next canon, 1248, is more specific. It states, I quote, the precept of participating in the Mass is satisfied by assistance at a Mass which is celebrated anywhere in a Catholic rite, either on the holy day or on the evening of the preceding day. Again, unquote. Corresponding with his obligation is the Church's unchangeable teaching that assistance at Sunday Mass or on days of obligation is a grave duty binding under grave sin. It is important to spell this out at the beginning of our conference. Why? Because Catholics commonly recognize the seriousness of their obligation to attend Mass. As a result, their conscience tells them to participate in the Holy Sacrifice. But this same conscience is now being tested, in some cases, to the breaking point because of the widespread liturgical abuses going on throughout the United States as well as other countries in the Western world. Basically, our question is, how does a Catholic satisfy his grave duty of assisting at Mass where the Holy Sacrifice is offered in ways that are in many cases nothing less than scandalous to the faithful? You follow the logic. How obliged are Catholics to assist at Sunday Mass in churches where the priest is offering Mass, they hope, but in a way that scandalizes the faithful? Now, next section, a hypothetical parish. And what I did, sisters, I invented the name St. Ethelrita Parish. I invented the city, Middleburg. I invented the name of the pastor. His name is Father Philbert Imbecilos. And sisters, I broadcast this conference over the United States. And I'm still alive. Our pastor, the only priest of the parish, introduced altar girls many years ago. He refuses to distribute Holy Communion to anyone who is kneeling. Either you are standing for Holy Communion or you are passed by. And sisters, everything I'm saying is actually taking place. Am I clear? Father Philbert regularly omits the Gloria and substitutes another prayer of belief. My met another priest. He never says the Nicene Creed on Sundays. He changes the wording of both the sacramentary and the lectionary. to eliminate every semblance, what they call sexist language. God is never spoken of in a masculine gender, because this is offensive to feminists. He uses strange looking and stranger tasting altar bread. Regularly he refers to God as father, mother, or he, she. He insists that everyone stand for the whole Eucharistic prayer. He regularly changed the words of the Mass, including the words of consecration, to suit his own fancy. He hardly ever celebrates Mass without a crowd, what he calls facilitators, most of whom are well-known zealous feminists. They stand around the altar, they join hands with him during the Eucharistic prayer, including the words of consecration. Recently, Father Imbecilus announced that from now on, no one may receive Holy Communion on the tongue. Either you receive in the hand, or you will not be given Holy Communion. Many letters of complaint have been sent to the bishop of the diocese. Every letter has gone unanswered, and there is no reason to expect that the bishop will take any action to correct this widespread abuse. In fact, the only occasion when the bishop made any public statement on the subject was when he rejected a petition to allow the celebration of the Tridentine Mass. You know, that's the Latin Mass. Said the bishop, there was no need to return to the past. And those who asked for the Tridentine Mass were called liturgical reactionaries. Now we go on. Suppose that within a radius of 100 miles of St. Ethelrita, there are 3 other parishes, but they are no better than St. Ethelrita. If a Catholic wants to attend a Mass celebrated with some regard for the lawful norms, we have to drive over 100 miles to the nearest parish of a neighboring diocese. A few years ago, some members of St. Ethelrita became so disgusted that they formed a private liturgical association and now hold meetings every Sunday in an old Protestant church building, which they have bought and converted into a small chapel. These meetings are followed by a Tridentine Mass celebrated without the permission of the bishop. The priest celebrant is a retired priest in good standing, known by the name of Father Benedict. He was smuggled into the diocese from outside the diocese. Occasionally, the services are not available, so priests affiliate with the Society of St. Pius X. Who that is? St. Pius X. The followers, remember, Archbishop Lefebvre. They have been asked to celebrate Mass. Also, there is a Greek Orthodox parish in a village about a half an hour's drive from Middleburg. And often parishioners from St. Atharita attend the Orthodox Church for Mass on Sunday.